You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, the dreams of Christmas and the realities of what ends up under the Christmas tree.
Hey, Adora. Hey, John. This is Ethan calling from Germany. I just wanted to share the memory of an Erector set that I saw in the window of FAO Schwartz. It was probably the late 70s, and I coveted it, and I thought I was going to be getting it, but I didn't get it, and I've been pining for it ever since. No, I've gotten over it. Happy everything, everybody there. Merry Christmas.
Oh, is it scarred for life, cry for help, or Merry Christmas? I love it, though. 8778-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
And, of course, it is the holidays, and we are talking about gifts. And there's going to be at least some gift giving, perhaps not as much as usual given the economic crisis. However, we're going to take a different look at gift giving. We're going to think about how do you feel when you give a gift, and why do you feel so compelled to give a gift to someone who's given one to you? Takeaway contributor Jonah Lehrer has some thoughts on this. He's a neuroscience writer, author of the book Proust Was a Neuroscientist, and he joins us from Boston. So, Jonah, what's going on with my brain when I give a gift?
Well, you're actually experiencing a rush of dopamine. There's a well-done brain scanning experiment last year that showed it put people in a brain scanner and had them give money to charities they believed in, so causes that they thought were doing good. And to the surprise of everyone, the act of giving money away activated this rush of dopamine in the midbrain, which is typically associated with what happens when people get a reward. So when you eat a bite of chocolate cake or when you show a crack addict a picture of a crack pipe, you see these dopamine areas light up. But these same areas also light up when people are giving money away to these good causes.
Now, crack addiction and giving gifts, somehow they seem on different ends of the spectrum, but you say our brains are activated in the same way?
That's the funny thing about the brain. It's that same warm glow of pleasure, that same warm glow you get when a crack addict gets crack or when you eat something delicious or when you see the face of a loved one. This same brain area, the dopamine-rich areas in the midbrain light up. And I think to the surprise of the scientists, acts of altruism, so giving money away, not just getting, but giving money away, also activated these brain areas.
I'm surprised the Red Cross doesn't use that as a sort of a pitch. Give to the Red Cross. It's like crack. But I haven't really seen that much. Why doesn't it activate the dopamine centers of your brain when you're like handing money to the toll booth on the New York Thruway?
Well, it might not be a cause you believe in. I mean, the key trick here, and the reason paying taxes might not do the same thing, is obviously if you're a liberal, giving money to the Republican Party ain't going to activate your dopamine areas. It's giving money to a cause that you think is doing good. The surprising thing is we tend to think of ourselves as these Darwinian selfish brutes who are just out for our own self-interest.
But you say,
and yet this study shows that we are hardwired in a way to get pleasure from giving our money away.
So we're primed for reciprocity.
Yes, we're primed in a sense for altruism. And this makes sense in the grand scheme of things. We're also social primates, so we had to learn how to live in a group. And so giving money to the needy, if we think they deserve our help, makes us feel good.
But what evidence is there that this dopamine rush that we get when we give a gift of some kind, express this altruism, is a part of this evolution into a social being? Why do we think that helped us to survive socially?
Well, the fact that it seems to be built into the brain, that this is a fairly universal trait, that everyone seems to get pleasure from giving money away to a cause that they think is doing good, suggests that this is hardwired and is part of this larger social network, collection of social talents that we have. The catch, however, and it's worth mentioning, is that as you mentioned in the intro, the brain also demands reciprocity, so that when we give something away, if I give you a cashmere sweater and you give me in return a mechanical pencil, that'll activate a separate rush of social emotions and I'll get very angry. And there are a bunch of economic experiments that have really captured that emotion in action.
Let's go a little bit let's take a look at that for a second. So it's also this good feeling that I get when I receive a gift or when I give a gift is also hardwired to a level of disappointment that triggers anger?
Yes, in a sense. So it feels good to give money away to a cause. On the other hand, if we give someone, as I said, a cashmere sweater and they give us a mechanical pencil, this will trigger a very angry emotion. This is probably best captured in an economic game called the ultimatum game, which is a very simple game. You give one person $10 and you tell that person, you can divide this $10 between you and your friend any way you want. The only catch is if your friend rejects your offer, then nobody gets anything. So you're all worse off. Now, if we were rational creatures, as economics expects, you'd expect the person to divide the $10, so they keep $9 and give the other person a dollar. It's a very unfair division, but the other person should reject their offer because a dollar is still better than nothing. So everyone leaves with something. It's unfair, but that's the way the world works. However, this isn't what happens. When you give someone $10, they tend to divide it 3, 4, 5, so they end up making pretty fair offers to the other person. And the reason why is because they know that if they make an unfair offer, the other person will get angry and punish them, and so no one will get anything. So this shows, and I think is now taken to scene as a justification for why people seem to have this fairness instinct, that even though it feels good to give, we still demand fair offers. So we expect if we give someone a good gift that we shouldn't get a mechanical pencil.
So once again, Jonah has told us just how complicated the human brain really is. Thanks, Jonah. Jonah Lehrer is a neuroscience writer, Takeaway Science contributor, and author of the book Proust Was a Neuroscientist. Have a good holiday, Jonah.
What's wrong with mechanical pencils? They're cool. They kind of twist.
Not everyone would like one of those, John.